91X News.
It's 21 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Sarah Armour with 91X News. The former mayor of Belleville, George Zagorez, has died at the age of 74. Belleville councilor Jack Miller knew Zagorez for over 35 years. Miller says Zagorez always wanted what was best for the city.
I think the best way to describe him was colorful, but very authoritative when it came to running the city. He had a passion for a city that gave him an opportunity as an immigrant from Greece.
Zagorez first served as an alderman before becoming mayor in 1980. He was the mayor of Belleville from 1980 to 1991, and then again in 2000 for 3 years. Miller says Zagorez was an old-style politician.
When he was in a room, you knew he was in a room because normally he was laughing, and it was very infectious kind of a laugh. So he was an extrovert mayor. He was out there. He was personable. He was likable. He was all of those things wrapped up into one.
Zagorez's son, Adam, says the former mayor passed away early this morning after a short battle with brain cancer. A Tory MP says it was insensitive to accuse NDP leader Tom Mulclair of helping to hasten the death of Jack Layton. Rob Anders told the political news website iPolitics that Mulclair essentially goaded Layton into risking his health during the 2011 election campaign. Anders has now issued a statement apologizing to both Mulclair and Layton's family, and is also describing the remarks as inconsiderate. 18 months after a BC man vanished in Nevada's wilderness while walking for help, his body has been found. Terry Theodore has the story.
The body of Albert Gretchen was found just 11 kilometers from where he left his wife Rita inside their vehicle in March last year. Detective Dennis Jornigan of the Elko County Sheriff's Department says the body of the 59-year-old man was discovered by hunters over the weekend.
He tried to follow his GPS. It was pretty close to where he was going, but he looked like he took maybe a shortcut or something and got lost.
Jornigan says the body was found in an area that had already been searched. Gretchen's wife was found inside their van near starvation 7 weeks after the couple had been stranded. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
A 22-year-old London man has been charged with second-degree murder in connection with a shooting in the southwestern Ontario city. Officers were called to the downtown area just after 3 a.m. Sunday when gunshots were reported. Police say two men were shot in the incident, which is London's fifth homicide this year. 21-year-old Terrell Johnson died of his injuries in hospital Sunday, while an unidentified 28-year-old man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police have arrested 7 people in the incident, though 3 have since been released. Joshua Carter is charged with 1 count of second-degree murder and has remained in custody. 91X Sports. The fourth week of the NFL season concludes tonight in Texas. The Dallas Cowboys host the Chicago Bears in a battle of 2-1 teams. The Cowboys' defense has been solid, giving up only 250 yards and 18 points per game. There is one game in the Junior A East Division as the Trenton Golden Hawks play in Coburg against the Cougars. Trenton is still winless this season after 8 games, while the Cougars have a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. It was a tough weekend for the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team. In 2 games here in Belleville, the Lancers drew their game against Algonquin College 1-1 on Saturday. Yesterday, the Lancers lost to La Cité by a score of 1-0. The Lancers now have a record of 1 win, 2 losses, and 3 ties, leaving them in 7th place in the East Division. The next game for the Lancers will be on Wednesday when they go on the road to Seneca College. Ryder Cup misery continues for the United States. The Americans took a huge 4-point lead into the final day of the tournament at Medina. But the Europeans caught fire and edged the U.S. to retain the cup. The Europeans beat the U.S. 14.5 points to 13.5 points. The tournament is quickly becoming Europe's to lose. The team has won it several times out of the last 9 events. It matches the Americans' come-from-behind victory in 1999 at Brooklyn. After 5 straight losses, the Edmonton Eskimos are shaking things up. Head coach Kavis Reed will assume the offensive coordinator and play calling duties from Marcus Crandall, who was demoted to quarterback coach. Also, veteran Kerry Joseph will start against Hamilton on Friday. 91X weather. Today, clearing this morning, high 20. Tonight, a few clouds, low 7. Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, 40% chance of showers, high 17. Wednesday, showers, high 20. It's 20 degrees and I'm Sarah Armour. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.